Welcome to the Transcend Your Health Podcast. I'm your health coach, Erin Avery, and I want to help you find the beauty and balance you desire with food and in your body. Are you ready to go beyond and rise above the limits of negative self-talk, doubt, and fear? Then grab your notebook, get a pen, and let's get started. Well, hello. How are you guys doing today? I hope everyone is having a fantastic start to their morning. If you're listening to this in the afternoon, I hope your day went beautifully. And if you're listening to this in the evening, I hope you have a wonderful night. This episode, I'm really excited to talk about. I probably say that about all of the episodes, but the more and more I dig deeper and are finding out different things about clients and myself, I just get really excited to share new things with you. So this episode is about weight obsession and how it actually hinders your binge eating process. And I was thinking about this with myself the other day as I was writing up some topics and how throughout, 20 plus years, one of the main reasons was to control weight. And it started out as in controlling weight to be bigger. And then as I got older, it started to control weight to be smaller. And then that's where issues really started to happen. And I think that's ends up being the underlying reason for a lot of binge eaters. And I say binge, again, as just the umbrella of anyone that it binge eats, emotionally eats, or just overeats in general. So let's dive into this. So, you know, healthy habits, right? Having healthy habits is one thing, but healthy habits that go haywire is another. And when I think about my binge and emotional eating journey, one thing that stuck out the most was my obsession with my weight. As I said, I was always on a diet trying desperately to change my body into a smaller shape. And I want to emphasize my body because your body is your body. You can't help what your body is going to be looking like after the structure of getting it smaller, right? So you might lose weight, but you might be desiring a different body shape, right? And you can't change that. You know, if you have thick thighs, you just have thick thighs, right? You can't change the bone structure. You can't make them more narrow, right? If they're going to be bigger, they're going to be bigger. So I just want you to get that in your head. And if this is you, to see if this resonates, if you're desperately trying to change your body or just change your weight. So, you know, when it came to dieting, I did what I thought would work, which was to restrict food. And then, of course, you know, you hear about restricting carbs. At one point, it was just everything has to be low carb. And then I did, you know, stop doing fats. So everything was low fat. There was always, you know, so much miscommunication between what to really do. So like you probably do now, I did the same thing. I took a diet. I ran with it for about 3 weeks. And then I would switch to a new one. So fast forward to today, when I talk to clients, you know, their number one underlying issue for their binge is their eating habits. And their eating habits are due to diets, right? Like I said, we look to social media, Fitspo, you know, our best friends, and whatever they're doing, we think that's going to work for us. But we just end up on this roller coaster because we're still obsessed with weight. So I really just want to talk about and hone in today about why having a weight obsession is stopping you from ending your battle with binging as well as keeping you from losing weight. Da-da-da! Yes, it's keeping you from losing weight. So when you diet, your main goal, right, is to shed pounds. And to lose weight means you must eat less food. Now, I want you to think about every diet you've ever experienced that you've ever had, and if this has happened to you, right? You lose weight, and then you gain it back. I want you to think about a time where it's a Saturday night, and you decide that, okay, Monday, I'm going to start my diet. No more junk food, no more pizza, no more tacos, no more chocolate, no more popcorn, no more wine. Okay, let's just say that's what your list is. Nothing but clean food for the next 30 days. Chicken, broccoli, rice, chicken, broccoli, sweet potatoes, chicken, green beans, squash, right? That's all you're going to eat. Instantly, because you've been on this diet cycle before, right? Your brain instantly goes into survival mode. You've already communicated to yourself that you are going to restrict all the things you love: pizza, tacos, chocolate, popcorn, and wine. So what happens? You do this on Saturday. So what do you, all day Saturday, what are you going to eat? All day Sunday, what are you going to try to pack in? What do you say to yourself? Okay, if it starts Monday, that means I got to get it all out of the house today. So what do? You eat pizza, chocolate, popcorn, and wine. That's what you do. So you're packing it all in. And then your brain's like, okay, we're getting way too much food now. But then Monday happens and you're on the diet. So now you're restricting. So your body's automatically thinking, okay, we need to hold on to all this pizza, tacos, chocolate, popcorn, and wine, because now we're not having any of that food anymore. And all your brain knows is that it's not getting something. It doesn't know that you're on a diet. Your brain doesn't care about what you look like. Your brain only knows you have now decided that we are not going to have food. So it needs to hold on to your food. Now, let's just say your first week went really well, okay? Right? You did okay. You stuck to your plan. But now it's Sunday and your husband wants to order pizza. So he does. And you're like, okay, I can do this. You're like willpowering, white knuckling it. I can do this. I'm just going to have the salad and I made chicken. I'll have chicken and some salad from the pizza place. It comes to the house. It just smells so good. So now you think to yourself, oh my God, this smells really good. And then because you're in a diet mentality and a diet brain and you've restricted pizza, tacos, chocolate, popcorn, and wine, right? You start to think, I went a whole week. One piece won't hurt. Okay? So you sit down, you have your salad, you have your chicken, and then that one piece is still on your brain. And your brain's like, yeah, we need that because we haven't had that. Right? So you have the one piece. One piece turns into two. Then you start to feel like shit. And then you say, screw it. I'm going to have some beer. I'm going to have a glass of wine and a breadstick, and I'll start over tomorrow. Right? And then after that's all done and put away, you remember you have a piece of chocolate hidden in the cabinet. So you grab that too. Monday comes, you step on the scale because this is your quote unquote new day to start over, and it's up. So you beat yourself up about what you did yesterday, if you haven't already. And then you either one, go on a binge, right? So then either one, you go on a binge for the day, or two, you promise to do, you know, 2 hours of exercise, or three, you just don't eat all day. I just won't eat till dinner, right? When you do that, you have automatically like put yourself back into this survival mode, right? Your brain's back in survival mode. And it's like, okay, what's happening, right? You're in all disarrayment. You have all these feelings. Your cortisol is up. And so you probably end up binging again, right? You binge, or if you're one of those people that are like, you know what, this is it. It started today. That's what I said yesterday after I ate all the pizza. I said today is I'm back on the diet. So you restrict. You take away all the food that you promised yourself you weren't going to eat, and you go back to the restriction. And so what happens is you get stuck in this cycle, right? The obsession with weight loss and dieting to lose weight is the vehicle that perpetuates your binge eating. So you go on this diet, right? You take away all this food that you love to eat, right? So you go on a diet and you restrict. Right? So we took away pizzas, tacos, chocolate, popcorn, and wine. I think I just like saying that. Restriction causes for cravings, right? So maybe you do go a whole week eating just your chicken and broccoli and rice, right? But you're still going to crave stuff. I'm sure throughout that week you've craved it, but you just held on to it. You white knuckled it. But once you got around the food, right? Because you don't know how to work your way around it. You don't have the skills or tools to understand that, number one, you can have that and be okay. Or you don't have the skills and tools to not eat it and still be okay and not have those cravings take over you. So the husband came home with pizza, or maybe a friend calls and says, let's go out for Taco Tuesday or margaritas or have a girls' night. So you're restricted. Restricted equals cravings. You're going to be in situations where food is going to be part of the equation, and your cravings are going to equal a binge. Your binge will equal shame, guilt, regret, and then the cycle starts all over again. And then the cycle gets even more pronounced when you decide to step on the scale, or when you look at your body and you feel bloated, right? It's going to perpetuate it even more. So unfortunately, the expectation is that if I lose weight, then I will stop binging. But that's not the case, right? And this is what I had to learn the hard way for many years. So I'm hoping this resonates with someone and it helps you sooner than later, right? Your weight is going to fluctuate daily, hourly, by the minute, right? You can wake up at 6 o'clock, weigh yourself and weigh 170, have a sip of water, weigh 172, right? The dieter's mentality is if I step on the scale and it's up even a half a pound, then I'm a failure. I did something wrong. I'm fat, right? And all that does is bring about negative feelings, and negative feelings, because the binge brain isn't wired to cope yet, those negative feelings equals binge. So you see how this works? The fear of weight gain is so small. The fear of weight gain is so strong that it literally makes it virtually impossible to stop binging. Okay? Your fear of weight gain is so strong in your brain, in your mind, even in your body, that it makes it virtually impossible for you to stop binging. I know it because I lived it, right? I know it because I coach my clients that are living it right now. Weight gain is an obsession. It's an obsession for someone that wants to be smaller. So I'm going to go back to that question I asked in the beginning. Is it really about the weight, or is it about your body? Right? Those are things that we like have to dig into. And then the second thing is, do you know how to stop binging so that you can have food freedom? So that you can understand that you can walk past some cake and cookies and not have any cravings. That is possible for you, right? That is possible. It's okay to want to change the way you look. We all do it, right? We do it with our hair, we do our nails, and to lose weight is natural, especially if you're someone that needs to lose weight because you have to get down to a healthy weight so you can get off medication, reduced risk of diabetes, right? Heart attack. I encourage everyone to be in a healthy weight range. But when you become obsessed with it to where it's taking over your life and that you are constantly in this binge restrict loop, that's where it goes haywire, right? Wanting to change yourself is okay. But for someone that has binged emotionally overate or just overate in general, you have to look at the grand scheme of things, right? And this is what I teach in my program. One of the first things I tell my clients when they enter the Divine and Satisfied program is they are to eat whatever they want, right? I know, crazy. And they're always in shock too, right? Eat whatever I want, but I can't. I'll lose control. But there's a method to the program that works. Basically, when you diet, you slow down your learning process of ending your overeating, right? Eat what you want is a big risk. I get that. But when you do, you start to find a level of confidence. Eating will also, and this is always awesome when I see my clients reach this point, but eating foods and having nothing off limits will allow your body to begin to trust that food is coming in, right? Your body starts to understand that, okay, we're getting food every single day. We're getting nourishment every single day. She is satisfied every single day in a calm and peaceful way. And then your body no longer needs to hold on to everything that you're eating because it knows that we're not going on a diet. We're not going to restrict anything. So it doesn't have to hold tight. It can now release. And what it releases is weight, which means you're doing it naturally. I want you to clench your fist, right? Clench your fist like you're going to punch somebody. This is what happens every time you say, I'm going to go on a diet. This is what happens to your brain, to your body. It clenches up because it has to prepare for what it thinks is like famine, scarcity, right? And then what happens is, that week, slowly try to undo your fist. Your body's like, okay, we're slowly starting to feel like we're getting food, but we might not be getting what we want. And then you have a craving, right? And then you try to talk yourself out of your craving. Clench your fist again. That's what happens. Okay, we're holding on to this food. Because now she has a craving. And then when you think, I want chocolate pizza cake, you know, you say, but I can't. So that means restrict again. So your body holds on to it. The second you are able to eat whatever you want, nothing off limits, never have to think about a diet or restriction again. Now I want you to just unravel your hand very slowly, but just unravel your hand like you're about to give somebody five. That's what happens. It lets go. Your weight released. You guys, trying to control your weight through diet will always backfire every single time. Dieting does not fix the binge eating. You have to fix the binge eating first, and then the weight will follow, right? So I encourage you to stop and think about what it is you're trying to fix. Is it your weight? Is it your body? Is that you want to stop overeating? Is it that you want to stop living in the cycle of despair and never binge again? Think about really and truly what it is you're trying to fix. And if you choose to stop living in that cycle of despair and end your struggle with binge and emotional eating, then I encourage you to take my free five unconventional ways to end binge eating masterclass. It's about a half hour long. It's all in video, but you're going to come away with some great points and tips that I teach in the program, right? All you have to do is go to erinaverifitness.com/binge, and you can watch the video training there. All right. That's all I have for you today. I hope that something resonated with you, and I hope you have a better understanding about weight obsession and dieting and how it truly does hinder your ability to have food freedom and stop binging for good. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. Your support means a lot to me. If anything in this episode resonated with you, I would love to know. Drop me a message at Erin Avery Fitness on Instagram. And if you want to reach out, please email me at erinaveryfitness@gmail.com. I want to make sure that I can reach as many people as possible. So please share, rate, and review the show on your social media. I would love to shout you out and even give away some free one-on-one coaching. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.